From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Many refugees hope their problems will be over once they reach America, but sometimes they encounter new problems. In the 1990s, large numbers of Liberians and other West Africans fled violence in their home countries and began settling in southwest Philadelphia. Their transition to life in the U.S. has not been easy. Their children have had to deal with prejudice and abuse, and that has led them to form gangs of their own. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
One teenager remembers his parents telling him that America would be different. He wouldn't be picked on because of his ethnicity, and people would take pity on him for all that he'd been through. But when West African refugee students began showing up at Tilden Middle School, that's hardly the reception they got.
So take out those History Alive reading books. They are either on the table or under.
In a part of town plagued by crime and poverty, children here were already stressed, as educators put it. History teacher Makuta Keita Doe, who's married to a Liberian, says her students, almost all African American, were ruthless with the newcomers. They'd call the refugee children monkeys, tell them, go back to Africa. Doe says even parents were insensitive.
An African-American woman walked up to one of them, picked up his hand, and said, "My God, how did you get so black?"
Eugene Sadie arrived from Liberia 4 years ago when he was just 10. Though he spoke English, Eugene says his accent was strong.
So they used to tease me, like, "Ha-ha, you don't know how to speak," and stuff, and be bugging me. Sometimes they hit me and get away with it. Like, they would just hit me. Like, so I can fight them, but when I came here, I didn't like to fight people that much.
So you never hit them back?
Uh-uh. So they could get away with it.
Some of the taunting could be attributed to adolescent acting out. But Liberians say attacks took place nearly every day, and some kids were severely injured. At one point in 2001, teacher Keita Doe went to the hospital with a child knocked semi-conscious. She railed about the chronic abuses. And that's when the Children's Crisis Treatment Center got involved. Anne Holland directs CCTC's trauma services.
This middle school had about 200 West African students at the time and didn't really understand why these students had moved into this community. The teachers didn't know what to do with these children.
Holland set up teacher training classes, explaining, among other things, how teasing could be especially traumatic for those who'd lived through war.
If somebody in school engages them in a verbal altercation or physical altercation, we can see them be triggered and maybe remember things that happened back in Liberia in the war. You can see a children crouch down on the floor if somebody's trying to attack them. Or, you know, we've got children who are really can't sit still or very impulsive.
Holland's colleague, Julie Campbell, began holding weekly group counseling sessions for the West African students.
So we had kids who gradually over time would start to tell us about things that they witnessed, like rapes, like amputations, that the rebel soldiers would come and we'd all have to run and hide in the bush. You know, so they were kids who just had and seen horrendous things happen.
Things they found impossible to share with their middle school peers.
The kids in the group would tell us, "Well, I don't talk about it because they don't believe me. They think I'm making it up." The other thing that happens is if they do talk about it, then it does become fodder for teasing.
In a street front community center, a dozen African teens do homework, scroll through MySpace, or just gab over snacks. This is an after-school program at the African Cultural Alliance of North America, or ACANA. Director Vofi Djabate also has an agreement with the city of Philadelphia to work with African immigrants as part of a larger anti-violence campaign. Today, while the teasing and attacks haven't stopped, the teenagers here say they have subsided. And with the Liberian war over, the number of vulnerable new arrivals is down. But just as he could be feeling a sense of accomplishment, Vofi Djabate has learned about another reason why attacks on West Africans may have subsided.
I didn't tell anybody to attack anybody back, but gradually we begin to hear the youth forming their own or defense mechanism. So that's when we got to know about LIB as an organized group.
LIB stands for Liberians in Blood, or, depending on whom you ask, the first three letters of Liberia. Japete says its members don't like to call themselves a gang, but it's a group pledged to each other's protection. And by all accounts, it's worked. 15-year-old Arthur Varney says a few years ago, this six-block stretch of southwest Philly was a virtual no-go zone for African teens. Today, he says, they can move around freely, thanks to LIB and an offshoot group named for the area code 215.
Once you touch African around here, you're going to have to deal with the whole, basically the whole Philadelphia, because we basically run Philadelphia right now. They come together to protect the citizens.
Liberian computer specialist and weekend soccer coach Tainu Yuri doesn't dispute that, but he worries this new gang is getting out of control. Yuri says refugees arriving in recent years have included more children who've seen nothing but violence their entire lives, among them some former child soldiers.
By the time these guys get here and trying to emulate the hip-hop lifestyle out here combined with what they already have, it's a problem.
Now, instead of fighting African Americans, he sees them fighting each other.
Things that used to be simple and fun have gone to chaotic events. We can't practice on the soccer field without fights. It's going to even gun shootouts. It's going to cops coming on the field almost every day.
Community organizer Vofi Jabate continues to expand Akana's anti-violence efforts. He's renovating this rundown row house to include an internet cafe and music studio.
And then this is where we want to do the recording and the studio.
Jabate is feeling new pressure. A few months ago, one woman issued an open letter from a concerned mother, as she called it. She pleaded with fellow Liberian activists and parents to do more to rein in the community's unruly young people.
So now we have a situation where parents are seriously complaining about the behavior of their children because now they have become almost like street smart in Southwest Philadelphia, and they are like almost a law unto themselves.
Children once lost to war at home, now some fear lost to street violence in America. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News. This is NPR, National Public Radio.